Hashem, today's daf, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, we will begin back on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara, two lines into the Y, begins to discuss, and in many ways this is a theme that dominates the entire daf, the terrible Mida of Gaiva. The Gemara earlier had quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that someone who is a Baal Gaiva was a Gasos Ruach, ultimately he would be Nichshal in the Aveira of Eshet Ish. So two lines into Y, the Gemara continues it. There's so much to say about the Musar and Halacha as well, about Gaiva, but what we will first do is try to cover quite a bit of ground and maybe then discuss a couple of ideas. LaHalacha u'machshava. Let's begin. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishim Bayi Kolam Sheish Bo Gazas Ruach. Two lines into wide and Dalet Amud Beis. In the name of Rav Yishim Bayi Yochai, anybody who's a Baal Gaiva, Ki'ilu Ol Veda Vodas Kocham. It's so severe as if someone who had served idols. What's the source? Ksiv Hacha Tovas Hashem Kol Gval Lev. The Pasuk tells us in Mishlei that it's disgusting to God those who are haughty. So we have an equation between the expression of Toeva in regards to Avodah Zarah. The Torah itself describes in Devarim Avodah Zarah as a Toeva, and Gaiva is also referred to as Avodah Zarah as well. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar Kilu Kafar Beikar. Rabbi Yochanan himself had said, not in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's as if someone is kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's almost mefurish in the Pasuk. V'ram levavcha v'shachach le'es Hashem Elokecha. When a person's heart raises up and he forgets God, so he will be kofer, or he is kofer b'ikwer. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar kilu ba al kol ha'arayus. It's as if he had all the prohibited relations around. Ksiv ha'atolas Hashem kol gvar lev. The Pasuk we mentioned earlier, in Mishlei Tez Zayin, Uksiv Hasam, it also says, Kies Kol Tovos Eile. All of these Tovos, the Torah tells us, Asu Anshi Aret Hashalof Nechva Titma Aret. All of these Averos were done by the Knanim. Which Averos are those? Those are the Averos of inappropriate relations. Ula Amar Kilu Bona Boma. It's as if he built a prohibited Avodah Zama. Shenem Rachadu Lachem Min Ha'adam Asher Neshama Va'apo. Ki Va'amo Nechshavu. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu reads, in Yeshayahu Perek Beis, Chidu Lachem Min Ha'adam Asher Neshama Va'apo. Ki Va'amo Nechshavu. What is a person? Withdraw from him. Chidu Lachem. Ki Va'amo Nechshavu. Al Tikri Va'amo B'chazal Darshin. Al tikri bameh ela boma. Don't read bameh. Ki boma nechshavu. A person who, as Rashi explains, his neshama is ba'apo. He raises himself up. He believes his neshama is high. So then, in such a case, he has a boma. Period. The Gemara now darshins another pasuk. Ma yad liyad lo yinaki. The second half of the pasuk that we had mentioned earlier from Mishlei Tezayin, Toivas Hashem kol gvalev, concludes with these words. Yad liyad lo yinake. What does that mean? Yad liyad lo yinake. Amarav, kol ha'pol eishis ish, afelu tneo ha'kodesh baruch hu shemayim v'aretz kavram avinu. Someone who has relations with an Eishes Ish, even if God had given him all the heavens and the earth as he had promised to Avram Avinu, Dechsev, Harimos, Yadil Hashem, Kelon, Kone, Shemayim, Va'aretz. Avram Avinu is ascribed Shemayim, Va'aretz. Lo Yinakeh, Midin HaShel Gehenem. Then he won't be saved from the din of Gehenem. I just read the Gemara according to the Girsa that we have in front of us. However, Rashi and the Bach have a different girsa, not kol ha'bal eishes ish, but rather kol sheyesh bo gasas ruach. That will make sense on two different levels. Number one, our Gemara has been talking about gasas ruach. Number two, the pasuk was also talking about gasas ruach. The reisha of the pasuk that we had quoted earlier, Toas Hashem kol gvalev, So then the Hemshech HaPasuk as well would say, Yad Lo Yad Lo Yinakeh, even if God had given to him everything from his hand, in other words, even Shamayim Va'aretz, God would give him everything, nevertheless, he would not be protected from the Dina of Gehenna. But the Gemara quotes someone who disagrees outside of that. Kashul Devei Rav Shila, Hayad Yiliad Lo Yinakeh, Yadei mi boili. Excuse me, yadi mi boili. It should say yadi, my hand. In other words, from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it would have a remez to Avraham Avinu. By saying the word yadi, that would make reference to the pasuk of Harimois yadi al Hashem kel elyoin koinei shamayim v'aretz. The way we just read the Gemara was actually not the way Rashi understands it. The Gilyonei HaShas says it that we had said that Avraham Avinu was considered someone that was Kone Shemayim Va'aretz and is made reference to in this pasuk when Avraham Avinu says Harimos Yadil Hashem Kel Elyon Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. The way Rashi understands it is that Avraham Avinu was ascribing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. According to the first pshat, since the world was created for man to choose Tov, and Avraham Avinu chose Tov, and the whole world is dependent on that, so it's as if what's Kone Shemayim Va'aretz is also considered man. But according to a Rashi understands, Harimos Yadil Hashkel Yon Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, is that Avraham was ascribing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what is God. Afilu hikneyu la'akadosh baruch hu. Even if he is Avraham Avinu who had described back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or afilu hikneyu la'akadosh baruch hu would be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given over even Shamayim Va'aretz to Avraham. Either way, this is the difficulty with his pshat, and ultimately the Gemara gives a different pshat. Elo amri dver b'shila afilu kibratari k'maisha rabbeinu. Even if he had been mekabel Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, desiv bei mimino eshtas lamo, lo yinake midino shel gehenim. Even if he had received it, that's what this pasuk in Yeshayo, yad li yad lo yinake, even if he had gotten hand from hand, he had gotten it directly from the Almighty, it would not absolve him from dino shel gehenim. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan did not like this drasha. Hai yad li yad. Yad mi boy. Should not be hand to hand, but hand from the hand. So if we're talking about from Ayman Asin, it should say yad mi yad. Elam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different shot. Afilu aset staka seisa. Even he does staka beseisa, which the Gemara in Bava Basra in Daf Ches Tesen Yud speaks about the amazing schusim of staka. He also will not be absolved from the din of Gehenna. The word yad liyad would then fit, because tzedakah is given miyad liyad. So that's how we would understand this beautiful and important pasuk in Mishlei, Tovas Hashem Kol Gvalev, yad liyad lo yinakeh, the Reisha talking about Gaiva, and the Sefer talking about Tzedakah in the reference of Yad L'Yad Lo Yinake, that if he does Tzedakah B'Seser, the Gaiva is not going to help him. Often there are people who are tremendous Balei Tzedakah, but also because they have so much money, there is a trap of Gaiva. So this Pasuk, Tovas Hashem Kol Gvalev, Yad L'Yad Lo Yinake, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, refers to this. Tara Lagase Ruach Minayim, the Gemara continues three lines atop on Hamad Aleph. In Mirtz Hashem, we will try to link together and bring together many of the ideas that come out from this Gemara later on. But first, let us go through these many beautiful words of Agata. Tara Lagase Ruach Minayim. Where is there a warning against Gaiva in the Torah? Amar Rav Amar, Ziri Shimu Vahazinu Al Tagveyu. Yirmiyahu tells the people, Shimu Vazinu, listen, Al Tigbo, don't be Balei Gaiver. You will pick up your heart and you will forget Chas v'chalila, the Torah tells us in the beginning of Devarim, Uksiv, and the pasuk subsequent to that says, Yishamer lecha pen tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. Be careful not to forget the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that is telling us Azhara, it's a warning. Maybe later on we'll discuss that the Marishah discusses that this could actually be some type of source, like a lav of sorts, Azhara, that we have a warning, just like every other Isur in the Torah. The Gemara asks, Azhara minayim. The question needs to be asked, that the Moni Amitzus, except for the Smag, does not count it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, and that is a question that maybe we'll get to later on. Why is it not counted as a mitzvah? Either way, the Gemara continues with other sources for the Azar. So this is actually the conclusion of the drasha, that the Gemara in Makos and Yagimel on the base and other places says that whenever you have Yishamer, that's going to tell you a lav. It's going to tell you in Isur, that's a lo saseh, and therefore the Torah tells us, Yishamer pen tishkach, and beforehand we said, V'ram levavcha v'shachachta, so the forgetting comes about because of V'ram levavcha. Hence the Torah has warned us not to be Balei Gaiva. Dorash Rav Avira, Zimnam l'mishmei de Rav Asi, Zimnam l'mishmei de Rav Ami. It was quoted either in the name of Rami or Rav Asi. Kol odom shiesh bo gasas haruach, a person is a Balei Gaiva l'slof nismai, then ultimately God will cut them down. Shenemar, we quote another pasuk, Rumu Me'at. Pasuk in Iyov continues, Ve'einenu ve'humchu kakol yikoftzul u'chirosh shibolet yimolu. The pasuk there is talking about someone who thinks that he's been lifted up. Art Scroll translates it beautifully in their Green Tanakh. They are exalted briefly, then they are gone. They are crushed like those all who are swept away, and they are snapped off like the top of a stalk. So they're exalted briefly, rumu ma'at, for a short period of time, and then they fall away. So the sof mismayit, in the end, rumu, and then they become ma'at. V'shem atomar yeshna ba'olam, unless you say that they are still going to be around and left. It seems to me that the Gemara is saying the following. The pasuk clearly says that they are going to be cut down. But the Gemara is adding more than that. Rumu, those who become great, ma'at, they're cut down. They become very small. V'shema tom, lest you say yeshno ba'olam, there'll still be a little bit of them that's remained. No. There'll be rumu, those who are great ma'at, they will be made small, to the point, ve'inenu, that they won't be there at all. Because I'll put a comma immediately after the rumu. They did not translate it the way the classic translation is. Rumu ma'at, those who are exalted for a short period of time. But rumu ma'at, they become little. Maybe because there's no such thing, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis God. No one's mitromeim. No one is great. There's no such thing as Romu. No one is up there. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Romu, if there's someone who's Romu, ma'at. So then they're immediately made small. In other words, there's no such thing as someone who is really exalted for the way it was translated, exalted briefly. There's no such thing as someone who's even exalted briefly. Romu, if he thinks he's Romu, ma'at, he will be made small. V'shem atomer yeshna ba'olam, tam lo meveinenu. Now the Chazal continue to darshan the pasuk, not necessarily in their literal way. V'mchozer bo, and if he does tshuva, always the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, there's always opportunity of tshuva. Nesaf bizmano kavram avinu. He could pass away in his appropriate time. Shenemar, as the pasuk concludes, v'humchun kekol yikoftzun. They are crushed like all who are swept away. How do Chazal understand that? Ashi explains that Chazal say, v'humchu, if they're chozer and they make themselves small, they crush themselves, ki kol yichoftzun, they'll be like kol yichoftzun. Who's that? Kavram Yisrael Yaakov dechsiv v'hu, bakol, mikol kol. The expressions of kol are used in reference to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So then, they can do tshuva. V'imlav, but if not, ucheroshi bolus imolu, they will be destroyed like the top of a stalk. Mayu ucheroshi bolus, what exactly is the top of a stalk? So here there are two opinions. Rav Huna, Rav Chizachad, Amar kisasa de shivilta. One said, it's the sasa shivilta is the points of the stalk. Some explain that it is, Rashi writes, it's the zakana shibolus, and it breaks off and falls from it. If I'm not mistaken, I saw some that describe that it is like a hard, prickly part of the stalk. V'chad amar kishibolus asma. And some say that it refers to the stalk itself. So if you learn it sasa de shibilta, so then I understand the pasuk in the following manner. Rubo miat veinet. Romo, if he raises himself ma'at, he will be cut down. Veinenu. Vohumchu, but if he makes himself low, kakol yikovtsut, he will jump and be like Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Uchero shibolas himalu. And if he doesn't, so then he will be like the top of the shibolas. Because we just got to be saying that the shibolas is destroyed. However, if you learn that it's the shibolas atzma, then what is the expression of rosh shibolas? The Gemara says, "L'man nami kisasa de shivilta ha'yisug rosh shibolas." L'man nami shivilta atzma mai uke rosh shibolas. Amar vat v'chein ton dvei b'shmal. Mashal adam shnichlas esosadeu gvoa gvoa umelakeit. Rosh shibolas here refers to the highest of the stalks. If he makes himself so high, so then the stalk that's highest is the one that's most likely to be cut off by the farmer when he walks into the field. It could be that the Gemara is saying that someone who makes himself very high, so when God needs to go into the field to cut off, he's the one that's most likely, chas v'chalila, to be cut off. Continues the drashos in regards to the chashivus and aspect of anava versus gaiva. The pasuk states in Yeshayo, kicho amar Ram v'nisa, shochein ad v'kadosh shemo, mar v'kadosh eshkon, v'estaka u'shval ruach, v'achios ruach shval m'achios leiv nitzkam. A beautiful pasuk that describes that Kadosh Baruch Hu raises up those who are daka u'shval ruach, those who are low and low in spirit. There is a machlokes, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, chad omar asi daka, v'chad omar ani estaka. There are two opinions how to read this. Are we talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself down, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises himself up? The Man D'Amar who says She'iti Daka or Asi Daka, Iti Daka, he raises up the low one to him. The one who says Ani Es Daka, so the other Man D'Amar says HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Shechina to those who are low. Umestaber Kamanda Omar Ani Estaka. It's Mestaber that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing himself down to those who are low. Shere HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niyach Kol Harv V'Gvos V'Yishu Shechunas Al Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all the large mountains and he decided to rest his Shechina on Har Sinai. V'lo Gova Har Sinai L'malo. And he didn't raise Har Sinai up. Amar Rabbi Yosef, La'olam Yilamed Adam Dat Midas Kono, Shere HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iniach Kol Harim V'Gvos V'Yishu Shechunah Shal Al Har Sinai. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to rest on Har Sinai is a tremendous lesson. This is why the Gemara brought it up here, that a person should learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lower themselves down to people. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Adam She'esh Bo Gassus Ruach Roy L'Gado Ke'asherah. Someone who's a Baal Gaiva, it's right to cut him off like an Asherah tree. Why? Because the pasuk says in Yeshayo, Hine ha'adon, Hashem tzivaos, misa'ef pura b'maratza, v'rame hakoma giduim, v'agvoyim yishbolu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will cut down those who are big. And the expression giduim is also an expression that we find in the Torah in regards to the Asherah. Ksiv hasam ashreim tigadeyun. A person, Gemara continues and says, someone who is a Baal Gaiva, his dirt will not turn, will not move during this time of Tchias HaMeisim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says again in Yeshayahu, Yichyu meisecha nevelasi yikumun hakitsu viranu sheichnei afar, famous pasuk, that those who are sheichnei afar will sing, those will sing, and they will wake up. Hikitsu viranu sheichnei afar, shchavei bafar lo nevar. It doesn't say those who are lying in the dirt, but rather those who dwell in the dirt. Someone who makes it that he's in the dirt, he's a friend to the dirt, he's part of the dirt in his life, so that's a person that will be a kitsu viradinu, rise up and sing. Someone who is a lacking, in other words, he is a Baal Gaiva. Shechina miyalelas. The word lilol refers to a dirge, a sad song, a kina. Shechina miyalelas alav. Shenemar v'gavoya mimercha kiyeda. And Rashi brings out that the expression yeda is often referred to as awareness of pain. The Gemara continues. We continue on these portent drashos about Balei Gaiva. Darsh Rav Avi Ravi, Tamer Rav Elazar Bar, Reish Lo Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Adam. Come and see that the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not like someone who is a human. Midas Basar Adam, Gvoa Roas HaGvoa, what a powerful muster. The big people, they hang out, they see the big people. Vein Gvoa Roas HaShasal. And they don't look or see the downtrodden. I'll meet the Sakash Painukin. Who gavoa v'ro'es ha-shafel? Shenemar, ki ram Hashem v'shafel yeh-ro'eh. A sign of greatness is someone who is great, he's able to see the downtrodden as well, even though the Gemara says it's hard. It's not the midas basar adam. On the other hand, we know the Rambam tells us that we're supposed to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Chisda, v'yitem maruch v'kol adam sheish b'gas surach, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ani v'hu yichol nador ba'olam. Very famous and beautiful expression. Rav Chisda said, or Mar Ukva said, whoever is a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I and he cannot live in the same world. Shenemar, pasuk quoted from Tehillim, Milashni v'seisereu oso atzmis gvainayim, rechav levav oisoi lo uchav. Chazal Darshan, Miloshni Misesareu also atmiskvai nine rachavav, also luchal, altikri also, ella ito lo uchal. Doesn't mean him I can't, but rather ito lo uchal. I can't be with him. Ika de masma misapri loshin harsh, nemi miloshni misesareu, also atmis, that pasuk is talking about misapri loshin harsh. Mir Hashem, during the halacha, this part, we will discuss this beautiful Gemara and the significance of Ein Anivu Yichol Lador Volamachas. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Kol Adam Sheish Bagatz Ruach Afil Ruach Kima Ochraso. Anybody who is a Baal Gaiva, even the smallest wind undermines him. What's the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is describing that even the smallest thing can disturb him. Shenemar v'arishoyim kayom nigrash umayom sheish bo kamaravias ruach kimokraso, just like even a sea. If there is a certain amount of sea that becomes polluted when the water is kicked up from wind and the bottom of the sea begins to appear on the bank, so the water appears polluted. Adam Shein Boel Ashi Revias Achas. Adam Shein Boel Revias Achas. Achas Kama Vekama. Certainly a person who all he has is one Revias of Dam. That's the way Chazal describe a person as one Revias of Dam. Certainly he'll become disgusting. And the pasuk that preceded this was a pasuk that we had spoken about before of Lev Nitka, that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes close to those who are low, and the antithesis are the Rashaim, and they're considered polluted. The idea that even the smallest thing makes them Ruach Kima or Karto, we'll also discuss Bezer Hashem later on. Continues on with the Chashivus of Anova, showing that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in ways of Anova by quoting the Pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, Kichoy Amar in Perek Yud Nun Zayin, Kichoy Amar Ram V'nisa Shechin Ad V'kadosh Shemar V'arim V'kadosh Eshkon, V'ezdako U'shval Ruach L'hachios, Ruach Shvalim L'hachios Leim Nitzkoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathes life into the downtrodden. There's a discussion on Amoraim how to read V'ezdako U'shval Ruach. Who and what is the reference of Dako U'shval Ruach? Rav Huna V'chiz V'chad Omer Iti Daka, V'chad Omer Ani Edaka. One says to read V'ezdako Iti Daka. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, with me comes the Daka. With me comes the one who is downtrodden. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises up the downtrodden. V'chad Omer, and one says, Ani Ez Daka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I raise down the Shina to the downtrodden. Umestabra command Omer Ani Ez Daka. And it's Mestabra that we follow the command Omer who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I put myself with the downtrodden. Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iniya Kol Harim V'Gvos, V'Yishwa Shechina Sal Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let all the Harim and the Gvos go, and he did not choose them, rather he chose Har Sinai. V'lo Gava Har Sinai L'mala, and Har Sinai was not the highest of the mountains. Amr Rabbi Yosef, L'olam Yilmad Adam Idas Kone, Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iniya Kol Harim V'Gvos, V'Yishwa Shechina Sal Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all the mountains, and he put his Shechina on Har Sinai. Another makar for this idea. Amr Belazar, Ka'adam Sheish Badasas, Ruach Ro'ui Legado Kashera. Anybody who is a Baal Gaiva, they're Ro'ui to be cut off like an Ashera tree. Ksiv Hacha, because it says in the Pasuk, In Yishayom Perek Lamid, Hinei Ha'adon Hashem Tzivakos, Misa'ef Pura Bemaratza V'Ramei Hakoma Giduim. Those who are Ramei Hakoma, those who are high up, Giduim, they're going to be cut down. Uksiv Hasam, and it says this expression of Giduim, we use in, also in regards to an Asherah tree. Uksiv Hasam v'Ashreim Tigadeyu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut down the Asherah tree. V'amar Rav Elazar, Kol Adam Yesh Bo Gasas Ruach, Ein Afaro Ninayer. Someone who is a Baal Gaiva, so then that person, his dirt, his afar will not be moved. What is that reference to? In the time of Tchias HaMesim, his own afar is not going to be moved. How we know that? Because the Pasuk, in regards to Tchias HaMesim, Yishayahu, Perek Lamid, says, Hikitsu, a famous Pasuk, Hikitsunu, they will awaken, Virininu Shochnei Afar. And those who lie in the Afar will be awakened. Emir Tzeshem, one day, there will be Tchias HaMesim. Shichve Ba'afar Lo Ne'mar, says the Gemara, Shichve Ba'afar, those who lie in the Afar, it's not referred to, Ela Shochnei Afar. Mishanasa Shochnei La'afar B'chayev, someone who becomes a friend to the offer in their lives, in other words, that they lower themselves down. So that person is going to be raised up. But if chas v'chalila they're not, then they won't be zochet tchias hamesim. V'amar Abelazar, ko'am sheish bogasas haruach shechina milalos alav. Anybody who has gaiva, so then the shechina does yelila. What's yelila? Yalal, that's a kina, that's a dirge. Like Kinos that said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Kinos on him, mourns over him. Shenemar Ugvay Mimerchak Yiyada, and Yiyada, this Pasuk that's found in Tehillim, so that Pasuk, Rashi explains the word Yiyada is used in regards to a Kino. Darish Rav Avira V'Temer Rav Blaza, Bo Re'esh Lo K'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Pasar V'dam. Come and see that the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the ways of man. The first word on the line is Elazar, about 20 lines from the bottom. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a Midas Basavda. Midas Basavda, Gavoa, Roes, Gavoa. The ones who are high up, they see the other people who are high up. V'ein Gavoa, Roes, Ashafel. But the ones who are high up do not see those who are downtrodden. Avol Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Hu Gavoa, he's high up, Roes, Ashafel. And he sees those who are low. Shenem Kirama Hashem v'shafel yera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is high up, but he sees those who are downtrodden. Amar Rav Chisda v'Yitei Marukva. Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasas Ruach. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A famous and beautiful line from Rav Chisda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whoever has gaiva
Ein ani v'hu yechol lador ba'olam. I'm not able to live with him in the same world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Miloshni vaseis re'eu oso atzmis gvoa naim rechav levav oso luuchal. I can't. The literal translation is that he I can't handle. Oso luuchal, he I can't handle when he's a rechav levav. However, the Amoraim Darshan, Rav Chisdor Mar Ukva Darshan, al tikri oso ela ito. Don't read oso, but rather with him. Ela ito luuchal. I can't be with him. Ika demasni le some learn amisapri lashon hara. That's talking a reference to people who tell Lashon Hara. Shenemar, Meloshim, Seisereo, also Atzmis, that the Pasuk is talking about that God can't be with those who speak Lashon Hara. Either way, we darshan Oso, to mean Ito, and therefore it could very well be that this is a source of the famous expression that God and a haughty person cannot live in the same place. And Mirtu Hashem, later on, we might discuss this and the following line in summarizing the halachas and the practical applications of this halacha. The following halacha is Amar Rabbi Alexandri, about 12 lines from the bottom, middle of the line, called Mishesh Bogasas Ruach, Afilu Ruach Kima Ochra. So even if there's a small wind, it will make him disgusting. In other words, even a small wind will hurt him. Anything that comes in his path will make him disgusting. Shnem Avar Rishoyim Kayom Nigrash, Umayom Shiesh Bo Kamar Vios Ruach Kimach, so a sea that is full of tremendous clean water, yet if the wind kicks up the dirt, it will bring it into the water and will cause the water in its banks to become disgusting. Adam Shein Bo Leravias Achas Kama Lekama, a little bit of wind will kick up dirt, which will ultimately become out from the person. 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Talmud Chacham, Tzarech Shiyeh Bo Echad Mishmonim Bishminis. The Talmud Chacham needs to have 1/8 of an eighth of gaiva. In other words, 1/64 of gaiva. He needs 1/8 of an eighth. Only that's what's appropriate. The Gemara will explain in a moment why. Amar Avuna Braid Rav Yeshua Ma'atrele Kisasalish Bulasa. And it serves, it crowns him, like we spoke about before, the top of the wheat have this crown, and that is what is on top of him. If we learn that the crown is some type of hard material on top of the wheat that protects it, that would be beautiful, as the Gemara will go on to explain that the advantage of having a little bit of that gaiva is the following. Rashi will spell out in Dibur HaSu B'Shamta that if the Talmud Chacham doesn't have a spine, he doesn't have determination, he doesn't have even what would be described, the Balatanya and Chabad Chassidus, they talk about Azus Dikdusha, so he doesn't have a certain pride and strength, so then in such a case, then people will not fear him and respect him. So this opinion of the Gemara is that he needs it, and then therefore that it's there to protect the Kedusha that's Bifnim. That would be the Sasa'a, the Atara for the Talmud Chacham. However, not all opinions agree with this approach of even that he should have a Shminis Shebishminis. Amarava, Rava says the following, Bishamta de Ispe, that those who have it deserve to be a Nida, another Nidui. Those who have that Gaiva, they deserve to be punished. And those who don't have it also should be in Nidui. And as most, if the expression in English, darned if you do and darned if you don't. In other words, if the Talmud Chacham has Gaiva, so then that's a problem. If the Talmud Chacham does not have Gaiva, then his words are not going to be listened to. It seems that what Rava is saying is that it's a very, very sensitive balance. Interestingly, as we'll discuss later on, the Rambam paskins the following way. He puts a big, big comma. He says, he learns, like the first part of Rava, Bishamta de Ispe, that if you have Gaiva, Talmud Chacham has Gaiva, he deserves to be put into Nidui. He doesn't seem to codify the second of Rava's statement, Ubishamta de Lespe. Rather, the Rambam seems to learn like the next part of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, lo minav lo miktsasa, he shouldn't have had any at all. Mizutar dechsivbe, is it anything small that says, Toavas Hashem kol gvalev. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak disagrees with those opinions who say Shmina Shebishminis, and rather he says, at the end of the day, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds disgusting, a pasuk in Mishlei that we've quoted in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds disgusting those who have any gaiva, and therefore Tovas Hashem called Gvalev, and therefore Talmud Chacham should not have any gaiva at all. Amar Reb Chizkiya, five lines from the bottom. Ein tfilaso shalom nishmas elm kein meisa libo kebasar. A person's prayers are not heard unless he turns his heart into flesh. In other words, he softens himself. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the beautiful pasuk in Yeshayahu, that says that one day we will come on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbosim to the Beis HaMikdash, v'hoye midei chodesh b'chodesh midei Shabbos b'shabbato, yavo kol basar shtachalos l'fanai, amar Hashem, it will come that time, yavo kol basar, the kol basar will come, and as he has to soften himself like basar to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar zera basar ksivbe, v'nirpe adam lo ksivbe. Excuse me, amar zera basar ksivbe v'nirpe. The Torah, when it describes the machla of tzaras, so there the pasuk is in Vayikra Yud Gimel Yud Ches says Uvasu ki yevol v'aro shchin v'nir pa. If there will be a shchin and it will become softened. So basar, there the expression v'nir pa, it will become healed and become softened. So the concept of becoming soft like flesh and healing are put together. That's in regards to basar, uvasar. However, when the Torah describes Adam lo ksiv bei v'nirpa, as the pasuk says in pasuk beis over there in the parasha of Tzaras, Adam ki yevo ora b'saro sa'eras apas v'heres, and there it doesn't say the word v'nirpa. So if a person makes himself like an Adam, a bal gaiva of an Adam, so then in such a case, then he chas v'chali will not reach the madrega v'nirpa. However, an individual who does make himself soft, so then he'll be zoche for refua as well. Amar Rebbe Zeira, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, excuse me, two lines from the bottom. That's even merumaz in the acronym of Adam and Basar. Adam is the Rashi Tevos, Efer Dam Mara, that he's made up of blood. He's made up of dirt. He comes from dirt. Mara is bile, the bile that comes from his intestines. Basar stands for Busha Srucha Rima. Those are the Rashi Tevos to remind us what we are. That we have to remind ourselves that we are in terms of Adam and Busha. Ikadamri, some say that the shin from Basar, actually the sin from Basar actually refers to a shin. Ikadamri Shal, Dichsiv Bishin. Some say it refers to Sha'al, that a person ultimately goes down to a kever, that we're not here from ever. Forever. Last line in the Gemara in Ham and Alf Amar Ravashi, Kol Adam Sheish Bogasa Sruach Lesof Nifchas. Anybody who has Gaiva, ultimately he becomes the smallest amongst people. Shenemar, again, we go to the Pasuk by Metzora, Vilaseis Ulesapachas, that the Metzora is referred to as having a type of tzaras that's referred to as se'es and sapachas. Chazal Darshan, that this word sapas, the type of leprosy, also has another meaning to it as well. Ve'ein se'es eloshen gavoa. The word se'es is used because it's referred to as gaiva. Shenemar v'alkol haramim v'alkol hagvos haniso os. Ve'ein sapachas elot fela. And sapachas refers to anova. Shenemar sifachani. Sifacheni nol achas hakunos lechol pas lechem. We see from here the idea of sapachas referring to anov. In other words, someone who starts out as vilaseis, he will end up as vilasapachas. Gemara continues four lines from the top. Fifth line, Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Borei kama gedolim nimuchei ruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See how beautiful it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be modest. And the time the Beis HaMikdash was around, Adam Makriv Ola, a person would bring carbon Ola. Schar Ola biyado. Then they get the Schar of the Mitzvah of Ola. Mincha, Schar Mincha biyado. Avo Misha Daito Shvala, but someone who's modest, he has much more than this. Malalav Akasa Kilutriv Kol Abon Karbonos Kulam. It's considered as if he brought all the Karbonos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Zivche Elohim Ruach Nishbara Lev Nishbar V'Nitke Elohim Lo Sivzeh. The Zvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Ruach Nishbara Lev Nishbar V'Nitke. Those are Zivche Elohim, plural. V'lo Od, in other words, they include all the karbonos. V'lo Od, El She'ein Tefilas Nemeses, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never finds his tefillah disgusting if we're zocha to reach that madrega of Anava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't turn away or doesn't find disgusting the tefillah of a anav. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hasam archosa ba'olam hazeh, whoever makes small his actions in this world, kol hasham archosa ba'olam hazeh, whoever thinks about his mechashev drachav, he thinks about his ways, Zocha v'rob Yeshua shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, here the Pasuk uses the expression sum. In Tehillim Nun, Zoveach todi yechabdineni v'sam derech arena b'yesh elokim, that a person who places his way, al tikri v'sam ela v'sham derech, someone who thinks about his ways, so then that's a person who will be Zocha. In other words, the Gemara over here brings up the idea of a person being mechashben to not be carried away by his accomplishments, but rather for someone to be constantly mechashben who he is relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that will increase his modesty. As the Ramban writes in the Igeres HaRamban, that if a person thinks me'onata bosa ul'onata holech, so ultimately that will put a tremendous amount of anava inside of him. The Sefer HaChinuch explains the Gemara a little differently than I just did, and the Sefer HaChinuch uses this source just to tell us that a person needs in mitzvah Tafrei Shud Aleph sheyivacher lo adam b'chol inyan b'chol ma'isav. He should think in everything that he does, and he should always take the middle path. The fact that the Gemara quotes this according to the Chinuch over here has nothing to do with Gaiva, but we're continuing on different teachings of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Ein Eliyahu, which many things from the Vilna Gaon, does connect it to the previous Gemara about Gaiva, and that we had mentioned that a Talmud Chacham needs to assess when he's supposed to project his Shmini Shemeshminis of Gaiva and when not to. So according to the Gra, there is an extension of this, and that is a Talmud Chacham needs to extend Cheshbon in terms of knowing when to use Gaiva or not. Or, as we had suggested, it could very well be that if a person thinks about his archosav, he thinks about his ways, and he compares it to the bigger picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world, as the Ramban describes, and as he gets the Ramban, immediately he will be filled with a sense of humility, as well as the description of the Rambam when he discusses the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, that when he thinks about the entire world, he's filled with a tremendous awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ezer Hashem, after the next Gemara, we will discuss the halachos and implications and lessons in terms of the Isur of Gaiva. Before we do, let us do a little bit more Gemara. The Mishnah had told us, Ketzad Mikanela, how do we have the process of Kinui? And what the Gemara is going to do, let's turn back to our Mishnah and see that there seems to be an anomaly in the Mishnah. Four lines into the Mishnah says, Ketzad Mikanela, Omar lo b'fnei shnayim, al tedabri im ishploni. He warns that she shouldn't speak with ishploni. So Kinui seems to be al tedabri im ishploni. And therefore what we're proud of is that if you violate it by stira of Al Tadabri Mishploni, then you have Mesota. However, the next line of the Mishnah is the opposite. V'dibra imo adayin him muteres labaylo, muteres lachal betruma. So what's the appropriate kinui, and what's the appropriate stira? It remains unclear. If it's dibur, then why does the Mishnah say v'dibra imo, when she violates that kinui, adayin him muteres labala? And if we're going to say that kinui means that she's warned not to be alone, so then why does the Mishnah say Al Tadabri Mishploni? Ask the Gemara Hagufa Kasha. Amrit Lo B'fnei Shem Al Tadabri Mishploni Zeh Alma Dibur Stirahu. It seems that Dibur is going to be Stira. V'hadar Tani Dibra Imo Adayim Uteres L'Beisu Uteres L'Achal B'Truma Alma Dibur Lav Klobu. So which one is it? How do you do Kinoi? And what is Stira? Amr Abaye Hachikam. Al Tadabri V'Dibra. If she says al tadabri and she's medaber, or al tadabri v'nistra love klum, al tistri, it doesn't count. Doesn't require hashkas mesota. What if he says al tistri v'dibra ima, adayim uteres l'beis umteres achav truman, nichnasa l'beis, if she says al tistri and she speaks, still she's muteris. Nichnasa ima l'beis asar, v'shasa k'day tuma asura l'beis asura l'achav truma. So what the Mishnah is to be read is as following. Ketzad mekanela, if he says al tadabri, then it's not going to work. However, if he says al tistri, so then in such a case it will work only if she then becomes alone. Rashi spells this out in Dibra Maskel Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar Amar La Lav Beferish De Ketzad Mekana Lahu. When the Mishnah says it Ketzad, it doesn't mean to say what is the appropriate place expression of kinui, and immediately rushes into it. Ela tarti k'tani, says Rashi. There are two things that are taking place. Vachi kamar. Amar lo al tidabri v'nistura o dibra afal pishavra lov kinui etzel dibur. Oem dibri mo acher kinui gomad al tistri. Either one of those two cases, either he warns al tidabri, or he says al tistri, and then there's dibur for the stira, then it doesn't work. Adai machat m'shtei elu m'teres l'bayla. Avral Avral Kinui Eitel Stira, even though the Mishnah doesn't spell it out, you confirm from the Mishnah that if there was a warning of Stira, so then in such a case, if they were Nistar, then the halach is that she's going to be Asura Labaila. Now too, the halachos of the Daf. The primary feature clearly on Daf Hei is the powerful Gemaros about the devastating effects of Gaiva, to the point that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclaims that the Baal Gaiva cannot live in the same place together. Firstly, we had a machlokus on the bottom of Hei Amud Aleph. Is there any room for Gaiva? We had a discussion that maybe a Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a Shmona Shebishminis. That was the opinion of Chia Barashi, seven lines from the bottom. However, the Rambam seems to accept the opinion of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos is quite unequivocal. In Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Yesh Deos Shasal Aladim Linog Ben Bebeinis. It's well known the Rambam has what's described as some, by some as a golden mean. The Rambam says that there's no middle ground when it comes to Gaiva. He should go to an extreme. That's in regards to Gaiva. It's not enough just to simply be humble. He should be exceedingly humble. This is the psak of the Rambam, and the Rambam then goes on to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was called not simply an anav, but anav ma'od. And here the Rambam seems to be paskening that one should go to extreme, even in a Talmud Chacham. And I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest in terms of ensuring that people will not step on him, as the concern of some of the Amoraim will have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. The Rambam then does something interesting, as we pointed out in the Daf, that the Rambam says that takes half of the Gemara, that someone who should be in nidui, if he has gasas ruach, even b'miksas, even though the source of that statement is the statement of Rava, where Rava says, darned if you do, darned if you don't. If you have no gaiva, then you should be in nidui, because if you're a talmud chacham, then they'll trot upon you. And if you don't have any gaiva, and then if you do have any gaiva, also you should be put in nidui. The Rambam takes half of it, and the Rambam says anybody who's a baal gaiva should be put into nidui. What is striking is that the Rambam himself does not count this as a mitzvah. It's not counted as a mitzvah, say, for a mitzvah. Why should it be a mitzvah? Maybe this is just agadic teachings that is supposed to inspire us to avodas Hashem. Well, if you take a look in the Gemara above, the Gemara seem to use language that refers to a lav. If we take a look, five lines from the top, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, V'ram levavcha v'shachachta, uksiv hisham lecha pen tishkach. And we quoted the teaching of Rabbi Oven in the name of Rabbi Lo that says, "Kol makom shenemer shamer pen Va'al eino ela belosase. If you look up other sources, like in Makos and others, this is a source to define a lav. Yet the Rambam does not count it as an iser lav. There is a fascinating opinion of the Smag, where the Smag actually counts, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos counts, based on this Gemara on Hei Amid Aleph, it as a lav, and the history behind it is absolutely fascinating. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Likutei Halachos, in Gimel Amid Beis, quotes the language of the Smag in Lo Saseh Samach Dalid, where the Smag says something fascinating. Tochacha Sa'anova Darashi Rabin Kach. I used to speak, says the Smag, a lot about the importance of I didn't intend to count this as a lav, even though he ultimately does. Gam Rabbeinu Moshe lo chibru. Also, the Rambam doesn't count it. And when I finished off the lavim, something fascinating happened. I had a dream that came to say that I had forgotten the most important thing. Hisham lecha pentishkach es Hashem, where the Gemara also equated this to avodah zarvis. Bonanti alav baboke vihine yisod gadol hu biyiras Hashem. I realized it's a yisod gadol. Achri keni yamti on our daf sefer perakama de sota. V'garsi Hashem behed yazara legasi ruach minayim. The Gemara quotes that there is an azara, and therefore the Smag says I decided he put it into the 64th lav in his sefer mitzvahs gedolos. The lav of not having gaiva was codified. What is interesting is that the Rambam does not count it as a lav. So there are some opinions who say that it is a lav, while the Rambam does not count it. The Sefer Megillas Esther in Dibur is quoted by the Cheshek Shlomo in Dibur Amaschel Azhara that explains that the Rambam does not count it because the Rambam in Shoresh Dalit says that all the broad mitzvahs, in other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that's an example that the Rambam gives in Sefer Devarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hishamer, be careful to keep all the mitzvahs, so there the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah Shebeklalius. So the Megillas Esther points out that there are cases that the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs Klalius that include all of Torah. Another list of other examples where the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs kolis, the Avnei Nezer in Simin Taf Nun Hey, if I'm not mistaken, in Yaredeya, says that the Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In contrast to the Ramban in Mitzvah Test, he mentions that the Rambam missed, the Ramban claims, Nachmanides claims that the Rambam missed the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The answer that Avnei Nezer gives is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is already counted other another mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael, Hachreim Tachrimeim, in this very fascinating sefer of Eman Badim Mesmecha, Rav Yisachar Tachtel, Hashem Yikom Domo, goes further and says, quoting from a Gaon in Dvinsk, that the Rambam doesn't include in the sefer HaMitzvot, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not only because it's subsumed under Hachreim Tachrimeim, but it could very well be that it's subsumed in Kol HaTorah Kula, that so much of the Torah revolves around Eretz Yisrael, even many, many milos of Torah is dependent on Avira Deretz Yisrael, Avira Deretz Yisrael Machkim, and so on. So it could very well be that it also falls into the Klalim. So too over here, if a person is a Baal Gaiva, that undermines the essence of his Torah, and this is the reason why it could be suggested that the Rambam does not count it. The question, though, still remains, but the Rambam does seem at times to count very, very broad mitzvahs. For example, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first mitzvah of the Rambam. So there are times that the Rambam counts a mitzvah, doesn't count a mitzvah klali, like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us to keep all the Torah, that the Rambam Shoresh Dalet says that he doesn't. But if it's a particular mitzvah, even though there's so much that revolves around it, the Cheshek Shlomo leaves off with a kasha on those who suggest that the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention gaiva as a mitzvah is because as a lav, is because it's klali, the Rambam also counts certain klalim in Avodas Hashem, like the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Maybe we will address this later on. Let us now go and analyze a few points of specifically the detriments of gaiva as the way that Chazal described. And this is also the learning of halacha, learning halacha v'halicha, whether one codifies it a mitzvah or not, but this is one of the yesodos clearly in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara on Daf Dalet on the base told us that v'ram levavcha v'shachachta es Hashem Elokecha it refers to someone who raises his heart up in Gaiva, and that will cause him to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, to the point, as if he served Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara equates Gaiva to Avodah Zarah. That's interesting. Why did the Gemara say, it's detrimental, it will hurt his Avodah Hashem, he won't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's striking that the Gemara even equates it to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Hey Amid Aleph also had another famous expression about the detriments of a gaiva. And that is that the Gemara described Rav Chisda as saying the famous expression, "Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasas Ruach, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Hu V'Hu Yechon Lador Ba'olam." We can't live together in this world. Why is it specifically in regards to a Baal Gaiva that we use this expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live with him in my world. And finally, let's also explain Rebbe Alexandri's expression, "Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasas Ruach, Afilu Ruach Kima Achrasa." Even the smallest wind makes him become disgusting. What does the wind and challenges in life make him disgusting? If Gassus Ruach is disgusting by itself, does the Gemara add, why does Rebbe Alexandri add, "Kol She Adam Sheyesh Bo Gassus Ruach, Afilu Ruach Kima Achrasa"? To answer these questions, let us do a brief analysis of the Ramban in his Igeres, his beautiful Igeres, the Ramban, in talking about striving towards spiritual perfection. The Ramban has a very, very interesting order. The Ramban describes the first thing he says is Tisnaheg tamid l'daber kol dvarecha b'nachas l'chol adam u'v'chol eis u'vazeti natzil min hakas. The first midah that the Ramban tries to have us deal with is anger. And then the Ramban says, V'chasher tinatzel min hakas tala libcha midas ha'anava. After you're saved from kas, so then you're ready to work on the midah of humility, and then one is ready to begin the process of Yiras Hashem. What is the explanation? I've elaborated this in the past, in the 10-minute Musar about anger, but now we will summarize very briefly, what is the Ramban's progression over here? Work in anger, then humility, and then Yiras Hashem. It seems that someone who gets angry, the Ramban is teaching us, is someone who feels that, why is it all of us have lost our temper at times? And why is it that we lose our temper? Because things didn't entirely go our way. When a person begins to speak softly and begins to work on the fact that the world no longer revolves around them, so then in such a case, then they're able to slowly begin the process of internalizing the idea, as the Ramban describes, that to put into perspective who we are and what we are, that we are from dirt and we are going to return to dirt, that we have a holy mission in this world, but in God's big scheme, we are a small, important, but a small part of the universe, and there is a specific destiny that we have, and if someone gets in our way, it could be God's way of telling us that it wasn't supposed to be exactly how I had thought. If that is the pshat in the Ramban, now we could internalize these ideas in the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis said that someone who has gaiva is akin to Avodah Zarah. Well, someone who has gaiva, so then they're always thinking about the world revolving around them. And they deny the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their purpose in this world. That is the explanation of why specifically it's equated to Avodah Zarah, Dalet Amud Beis. On Hey Amud Aleph, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says beautifully, as Rav Chisda teaches us, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'Hu Yechol Nodur Ba'olam. It's a result, it's a fact, it's a mitzius, as Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz would describe Amevin Yavin, that if a person is a Baal Gaiva, so then in such a case, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no place for me because he hasn't allowed me in, as the Kutzke Rebbe, Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Shavracha, used to describe, where is God? Wherever you let him in. But if a person is a Baal Gaiva, where he's seeing everything Migova Einav, from his perspective, so then in such a case, then there's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe then we could also understand Rabbi Alexandri's teaching as well. Rabbi Alexandri's teaching is, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasas Ruach, Afilu Ruach Kima Achrasa. Even if a small thing comes along, it makes him filthy. What happens when a Baal Gaiva is stepped upon? So then the result is Gas. Vamevin Yavin, that's Kas. That's why the Ramban
Vameivin Yavin brings up first the idea of kas as the first thing to work on, because the result of when a Baal Gaiva feels that something happened that's inappropriate is something disgusting, and often that is kas. Why does the Baal Gaiva? Again, as we explained before, he thought that he was in charge of his own destiny, and therefore if you got in his way, a temper that comes out is a temper that's very, very dangerous. So hence, with the writings of the Ramban in his letter, we could be Megala Amukos, the simple musar of these Gemaras about Anava, and that is to instill in ourselves the sense that each one of us has a beautiful mission in God's beautiful world, but at the same time, to look at it from a perspective of Anava, hence we will end up being happier people. And that's what Rebbe Alexandria is saying. Even the smallest things that gets in their way, automatically disgusting things comes out from inside of them. Ad kan hayisod me'agamara. Maybe based on this, we could possibly answer the question that the Chayek Shek Shlomo had asked of why the Rambam, if Anava is a klal in the Torah, and falls into the rule of Shorish Dalet, that when it comes to the broad klalim, that the Rambam doesn't even count. What about Anochi Hashem Elokecha? So an important point, if you take a look in the Sefer Avodas HaMelech, as well as the addition of Reb Chaim Heller on the Sefer HaMitzvot, both of them point out that the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that some translate in Emuna, Emuna is very, very important, but if you will, Emuna is a hechsher of the mitzvah, the first mitzvah of the Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Rambam seems to describe, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking into the world and searching for Him, or finding God in all parts of His beautiful world, as well as possibly through Talmud Torah. That's how the Avodas HaMelech points out that the Arabic translation of Emunah and Mitzvah Aleph is not correct. It could very well be, and this seems to be correct within the Rambam, that the Rambam codifies those mitzvahs that have a maisa that comes along to it. The klalim that are already included with other maisim, where other pu'ulos, those actions are not included. Hence, Yediyas Hashem is a very specific maisa as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. Hence, when there is a maisa mitzvah or a particular maisa that one shouldn't do, if it's a positive maisa of Yediyas Hashem, a pursuit of Yediyas Hashem, through looking into nature and finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or through looking through Torah and finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a lav, a prohibition of doing a maisa of Avodah Zarah, and so forth, then those are codified by the Rambam as Asim, Asim and Lavim. However, if, as we described, the Gasas Ruach is a mania, is something that holds a person back from Avodas Hashem, as we described based on the letter of the Ramban, where a person begins to see things entirely from his perspective, to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can no longer live with him in the same world, to the point where everything drives him mad, to the point that it's considered as if he served Avodah Zarah, all of those things are klalim that fall into the rule of Shorish Dalet, as described by the Megillas Esther. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Siyata Dishmaya to serve him properly with the appropriate Anava.